Whatever it is you enjoy about the World of Warcraft, we have a challenge for you.
Adventure.
Crafted.
Murder.
Flowers.
This is the WoW Challenges Podcast, and here's your host, Lita.
Hello and welcome to the WoW Challenges Podcast. This is episode 235. Today is Saturday, September 26th, 2020. Jeez, there's a lot of 20s, a lot of 2s in there. I'm your host, Lita. Joining me this week is Fair. There she is. Hi.
Hi there.
Thank you.
Glad to be here.
Thank you for joining us. Thank you, because we're as much as you're my co-host, you're kind of also my guest. So I'm super excited about that. So we're going to have a chat to you, because I know that you've done some stuff. Not only have you done some stuff for me on behalf of the WoW Challenges, but you've managed to do, you know, maybe a couple of max levels in the last not many, like just what, 2 in just the last month or so, which is fantastic.
Yeah, I had a twofer. I got 2 on one day.
You did, which is, you know, it doesn't often happen. We must admit. It was awesome. So yeah, so Fair's here to have a chat, and we'll find out about what she's been up to, which is great. And so, yeah, so tell us about your 2 new max levels. Like, oh my gosh, how fantastic.
Okay, well, one of them obviously was a pacifist, Fera Viola.
Yes.
She was a mage pacifist, mm-hmm. which was her claim to fame among all of my army of pacifists.
Nice.
She's a mage. She was actually my second try at a mage. I had lost one a while ago in her 70s to a disconnect.
Mm-hmm.
Took me a while to get back to making another one, but I wanted to do this.
Yep.
I like mages. And one thing I really like about the idea of a mage pacifist is porting around during archaeology. Saves a lot of time.
Oh, yes.
Really does save time.
Mm-hmm.
Hopping around from portal to portal.
Nice.
Okay. Yeah. So I pretty much used my typical pacifist strategies. I explored a lot, took advantage of Darkmoon Fair and Blingtron early on, mm-hmm. fished in Boralus for cash.
Mm-hmm.
I probably spent more time in New Tinkertown gathering herbs and ore than I usually do. It's mm-hmm. not my favorite zone,
yep.
but because she can't stealth, has little crowd control, I like the safe mobs, so I went there a lot.
Nice.
After that, you know, the usual safe breadcrumb quests and other quests that don't involve sneaking. Mm-hmm. Gathering, more gathering. I like to go to Dreamer's Rest in Feralis. I just avoided the whelp parts because mm-hmm. she doesn't have a sap.
Yeah.
Managed to get herself to 60. Then I go to Northrend for chest runs, dailies, tournament,
mm-hmm.
and then hit Pandaria, because all of my toons are farmers at heart, right? Grew lots of vegetables.
Yes.
Really. Cook, fish, do those things there. Waited until 90 to do archaeology on her,
mm-hmm.
because she can't sneak. And
yes.
It was kind of scary, actually. I really wanted to overlevel the mobs. What I had to do was kind of learn to dance around a mob that was near a node,
mm-hmm.
kind of figure out how can I get close without aggroing.
Yep.
So yeah, you get good at it. You know, yeah. Something you can learn to do.
Mm-hmm.
Eventually felt normal, I guess.
Okay. All right.
She was, yeah, just regular, nothing really scary. I continued to have disconnect issues and occasionally had some issues where devil sores seem to have an overpopulation problem in Ungaro sometimes, but I just left when that happened.
Yeah.
Do not like when I see 3 of them to try to keep track of on a non-stealthy character. I'm like out of there.
Yeah. Yes. Good old Ungaro. We so love that place since they changed it. Not.
Right.
Yeah. So did you find, before we go on to the other tune that you hit max level with the mage, because obviously, like you said, you don't have stealth. You don't have sap. Like, a lot of the crowd control that you've got on a mage, you'd have to be really super, super careful with.
Yeah, you get put in combat.
Yeah, so how much more, perhaps, intense leveling the passy mage was it compared to the druid or a rogue?
I think it was worst early on.
Mm-hmm.
Trying to do the early gathering.
Yep.
And stuff. You can't do as many of the passy safe quests because you can't just sneak in and grab something.
Yeah.
So she had to really rely on gathering more.
Yeah.
So it felt slow at the beginning, and I was just tentative about starting archaeology, but once I got into it, it was pretty much the same once I learned to do the dance.
You know? Mm-hmm. And boy, is it a dance.
Just slow. Yeah.
Yes. Yes, it is definitely a dance. If you can't kill anything, you have to utilize. And I still would have to say that one of the best things that I remember you telling me about pacifist was get up on something. So
absolutely.
If there's, you know, if there's a building, if there's a tower, if there's something,
ruins,
you can dig from that. Yeah, on the ruins. Like, that is, was one of the most amazing things that kind of went, that light bulb went on. It was like, ding, 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 ding. It's like, of course. Of course. And I've utilized that ever since. So, people, fantastic tip that Fair gave me ages ago. Yes, yes. All right. So, congratulations. Passy mage is an awesome achievement. So how many passies is that to max now?
Two rogues, a druid, and a mage. Is that, am I missing
four?
Somebody?
Okay. All right. Just a couple.
Four, I think. At least four, yeah. I've got one that's, it's kind of 100 and something, so.
Okay. All right.
She's human.
She's getting there. Yeah. She's human. Nice. All right. So tell us about, so what else did you do? Now, this was on the same day. Not only did you ding on your passy, but you did ding max level on, who was
on
that?
On my green man rogue.
Mm-hmm.
Farrah Verde.
Yep.
She took her sweet time to get there, so, yeah. 838 days with a playtime of 12 days, 5 hours.
Nice! Nice.
Yeah, right. I made her a long time ago.
Yeah.
I think pretty much when Green Man started.
Okay.
Because I really wanted a rogue at max level, and I'd been losing them.
Mm-hmm.
Iron Man rogues left and right, so.
Okay.
I'm going to go green. I started off with, well, I'm just going to do green weapons. And then I said, the hell with it. Full greens. So, why mess around, really?
Mm-hmm. Yes, full greens, that's it. Why mess around? There we go, that's a good show title. Why mess around? Okay, I'm going to put that one down. Excellent.
Yeah. Made a huge difference in the ability to kill stuff, you know?
Yeah, exactly. All right, so how'd it go with Rogue, level-wise?
Good. Well, you know, I obviously went in for kind of bursts and pauses.
Mm-hmm.
I would do stuff for a while, and then I'd get distracted with some other tune and put her aside for a while. But basically, you know, I got to 60 the usual ways, killing stuff.
Yep.
I went to Northrend and Pandaria.
Mm-hmm.
And unusual for me, Draenor was on the table, which mm-hmm. is usually not, obviously. My passies don't like it.
Yes.
I haven't been there in a while. Being a green rogue was kind of nice. She was able to open her garrison and to even open the mine.
Okay.
I don't know if that's still doable today. I forget how long ago it was that she did that.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, I don't really remember. But I do remember that being probably the scariest thing I ever did on her.
Okay.
using all of her rogue tricks, to, sneak in and crowd control, watch the timing, watch the pathing, try to kill that boss as quick as I could once I got a shot at him.
Yep.
And get out.
Okay.
Yeah. But, all right. Yeah, that felt like an accomplishment, but it was very scary.
Yeah.
Yeah, so I spent a lot of time in my garrison doing ermine mining missions. Did some questing and bonus objectives in Draenor. I got through the Legion levels by stretching out the Draenor experience as much as I could, plus doing anything else I could find, like holidays or bonus events of any kind.
Mm-hmm.
Plants versus zombies. I did not quest in Legion.
Okay.
I cannot fly there. It scares me. Do not like.
Yeah.
So I skipped Legion zones and kind of continued that path into BFA until around maybe 115 or so. I was persuaded to go into BFA because my guildmate Jangler told me about a quest line that I could do to kill stoats.
Okay.
The aid of a little dog named Nickel. She can kill stoats. And she leveled to 120 there, just grinding them, not turning in the quest. There are boars in the area, which one could sap, but the little dog tended to aggro them anyway, so I killed them.
Damn that dog.
That little dog, was enthusiastic, let's put it that way.
Mm-hmm.
Little aggro magnet, but aside from that. So, got to 120 by doing that.
Uh-huh.
I probably could have quested more in BFA now that I've been there and saw what she could do.
Right.
But I didn't feel comfortable. So this was my first toe into BFA quests.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and I think as we all can appreciate and understand that when you hit something that you're just a little uneasy about, whichever content that you're going into or going to a new zone or just doing something that you kind of are a little bit like, it's not a good feeling. It can really be, quite.
Now, I go stand there at BFA and say, okay, where do I go? I don't even know where to start. And I turn around and go home and go back and kill some more zombies. Plants versus zombies was my friend.
That's another one. Nice. All right. So, again, look, super congratulations, because that is amazing. Your Passy Mage, your Green Man Rogue, two in one day. Well timed.
That was just fun. Yeah.
Well timed.
I saw they were both finishing up around the same time. So I was like, that would be fun.
Yes. Yes. I don't know. I don't think anyone's ever got three in one day, have they? So, So two in one day, that's an awesome achievement. So well done on that one. So did you have any major issues? Like you talked about with your leveling for your Passy. Obviously, disconnects, which are beyond our control, as we all know, it's such a horrible thing to deal with. But that is, that is what internet is, does happen. So,
it happens. You can't control it.
Yeah.
You try to minimize your danger that you're going to be in if it happens.
Yes.
I was pretty cautious during the time where I was having, I think it was partly my computer issues.
Okay.
Issues. Yeah, I was terrified that I was going to disconnect and die.
Yeah.
Aside from that, not really. She didn't have any major events, except for just, too many devil sores sometimes.
Yeah. Yes, we understand. We understand that. Okay.
And you get three dig sites all in Un'Goro. You got to do something, right?
Yeah, that is rough. Out of all the places, you're just probably just going, throwing your hands up in the air, thinking, why, RNG, why?
Really?
Like, damn you, RNG, you are so cruel. Yes, yes. All right. So, and what about for the rogue? You were saying that you managed to get the mine.
The mine was the scariest thing I ever did.
Yep.
I think I probably had to bail out of a few attempts at quests and things like that, but nothing. I mean, she had a good pet, you know. Excuse me. She's not a hunter. She's not a hunter. She's a rogue. I've been playing a hunter too much lately. She would vanish a lot, let's put it that way.
Nice. Vanishes handy.
I wasn't taking a whole lot of risk about quests there, so.
Yeah.
Tried to be safe.
I think that's the main thing. I know I completely suck at playing a rogue. It's one of the classes I'm like, I just don't, you know, it's just like, I've had that such a love-hate relationship with them since vanilla, playing on a PvP server, and what was the thing that would come and gank you if it wasn't a druid? Mostly it was the rogue, so I do not have a great love for rogue, so it's hilarious that I've got a pacifist rogue. But, you know, it's...
She's not going to gank anybody.
Oh, no, exactly. She doesn't have to kill anything, so I'm kind of like, just zap. But yeah, so for you, like the comfortability of playing the mage, the playing the rogue, you know, we know that you've got druids, we know that you've got hunters. Being an altarholic, as the majority of us are, does it, you know, is there anything that you find like just challenging in between jumping across from your tunes from one to the other, because you've obviously got, you know, your passies, you've got your working man, you've got your green man, you've got a lot of different, but do you have problems at all, or you can really focus into it?
Yeah, you have to be aware of who you're on and what you're doing. I have sometimes looked for, now that I've had hunters, I came late to hunters. I didn't have a hunter really until the contest.
Yes, that's right. That's
now,
right.
I've started looking for my pet when I'm on other tunes. Where's my bear?
Nice.
Actually, my current little human pacifist rogue pulled out her baby blizzard bear pet just because she wanted to have a bear too.
Nice.
My hunters have their spirit bear, so she has her baby blizzard bear.
I think that's cute. I think having like the little pet ones around is nice. I do that quite often. It's just like, just want to have like a little something close by. Sometimes you just want a pallet.
A little company.
Yeah, exactly. You know, it's such a solo journey for most tunes, obviously, other than, you know, for hunters, for warlocks, you know, your mages, if you get, do you get the water elemental?
Not with my pacifist.
Not with yours?
I do not have him on the bar at all. He is aggressive about aggro.
Oh, yes, exactly.
His job is to deal damage, so you really don't want a pacifist.
No, exactly. So, you know, so it's nice to have the little, you know, little things like our pets that we can pull out.
As long as they're not flapping around in my field of vision and I think somebody's attacking me. Little and on the ground is good.
It's good. And there's plenty of those. There is plenty of those.
Oh, lots to choose from.
Yes, exactly. So for your journey, we've spoken about your journey with leveling for both the Passy and the Green Man. Would you do anything different? Like, you know, it's always an interesting question. We can look back on things and think, oh, you know, I shouldn't have done that. I should have done that. For you, would you have done anything?
I'm pretty happy with her.
Mm-hmm.
I don't really think I'd change much of anything about her.
Okay.
On the Green Man, in retrospect, I might have been able to do more in BFA earlier.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Just getting over my mental hurdle to trying to kill things there without dying.
Yeah.
So if I would do it again, I'd probably try that. One thing I did that probably helped, and I should have done it more often, was updating her green gear more often.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
I did that when I went to BFA. I said, you know, you're wearing pretty old green stuff here. Maybe a trip to the auction house would be a good idea.
Mm-hmm.
And so I picked up some inexpensive green pieces that really helped.
Nice.
In terms of killing stuff, especially her weapons. I mean, rogues are pretty dependent upon their weapons.
So yeah.
It's nice to have some nice agility on her daggers. Yes, I was actually subtlety rogue. This was before other rogue specs, like outlaw, became mm-hmm. more popular. And I just never learned that on her, and she stayed sub yep. until the end.
Nice. Nice. Nothing wrong with that. Sometimes it's, again, best to stick with what you know and, you know, don't change things up, which...
That was how I felt about it. Let's play what I'm most comfortable with.
Mm-hmm. Very true. Very true. And, yeah, I just want to make a point. Absolutely, Niecy, as long as those little battle pets that we utilize and bring out are passive, not like the creepy crate. Don't use the creepy crate.
Oh, yeah,
people
do not
as much as it is freaking hilarious and I love my creepy crates, on a pacifist in particular, not a good idea because it kills critters. So yes, but and there are a couple that do that. I know creepy crate definitely, because it's hilarious and I love the noise that it makes, where it's like, you know, it's hilarious.
You don't want to hear that on a pacifist though.
No, definitely don't. It's bad enough on a passy, I guess, when you get into combat and all I could ever think was like, you know, your whole body just goes, what? And you're just like, get out of combat, get away, don't make me stab you with my little whatever I had. I think I had a fish.
Yeah, really.
I tried to just have a fish in one hand and that worn dagger. I was like, I'm not upgrading that. I just want to slap something. So,
my flowers.
Yes, yes. I think, did I end up getting flowers? No, I think I got flowers on the druid. So, to, you know, just to, she's Taran.
A mage had a sparkler.
Sparkler. Oh, that's so cute. I like that. The mage with
the
sparkler.
She did that for the costume.
That's right. Which was super cute, which is really good. Excellent. Well, we all have to say again, congratulations, because 2 max levels in 1 day is super amazing, you know, so congratulations. And
thank you. It
we're
was
all...
a stunt, but it was fun.
Yeah, I mean, again, we're super proud of you, because you are our Passy Queen, as we like to call you. And look at you go. Like, again, how many max levels this expansion already? 5, 6, 7 or 8,
I forget.
I don't know. I've lost count. It's just amazing. So I'm going to do a little cheer. Where's my little cheer? I've moved it. Hang on. Let's try this one. There we go. Congratulations, Fair. We are super, super happy for you. All right, now there's some other stuff that we want to talk about, and that has to do with, so you got some beta privileges the other week, which is yes. So I want to know how your experience has been so far with beta and what you've found that we can pass on to people. And again, just want everyone to realize that those of us that are testing, we're trying to cover a lot of ground. There's a lot of changes and not everything's going to get covered, but we're just going to talk about Fair's experience today and what she's found so far, and just a couple of little I guess you could say probably tips to remember when we get to Shadowlands, because there's going to be stuff that you guys will need to keep an eye out. So yeah, we're going to. Yeah,
everything can change.
And that's the other thing. What we say is, well, this is what we found. If it goes live and Blizzard's like decided to pull something, we're not going to, we won't really know till it goes live. So
then we will have just given you a snapshot of what we see right now.
Yes, yes, exactly. So, what have you been doing? What have you found with testing in beta?
Let me just preface by saying my limitations here. On the server that I have access to, I was not able to create starting level characters mm-hmm. in the beta. Mm-hmm. I could create max level 60, which I guess they wanted people to raid test, mm-hmm. and I could import characters at any level over retail 10. Mm-hmm. Trying to import somebody below level 10 didn't work.
Okay.
So all my contacts, really, all these comments will pertain to how you continue to level your existing characters. Mm-hmm. In Shadowlands. Okay. I'll try to organize this. Let's talk a couple of things first. There are some things that make me happy, and I wanted to share those. Mm-hmm. Being able to fly in Legion was a nice gift. Mm-hmm. I had been able to fly in Draenor, but not Legion and not BFA. You still cannot fly for free in BFA in terms of not doing the whatever you call it, the explore thing, the achievement. Mm-hmm. But Legion, they seem to have pushed that aside, and Draenor, so you can fly there. I hopped into New Dalaran, and wow, I can fly. So that was fun, because I could actually explore and try some things in Legion mm-hmm. for the first time.
Nice.
This is a small thing, but the boat to Morales was working from Stormwind, mm-hmm. Which is, they fixed something.
Yay!
That's mm-hmm. a good thing. Mm-hmm. And this is probably silly, but I love the new character customizations.
Oh my god, isn't it awesome?
New options. Mm-hmm. I'm going to spend so much time in the barbershop customizing everything.
I know.
All of my characters. Mm-hmm. I mean, you could put vines in your hair on your night elves. Like, my druids are so happy. It can be viney druids. Mm-hmm. Anyway, it's silly, but it was fun.
Yeah.
I like that. Okay. Otherwise, my general impressions are kind of mixed depending on what I was trying to do. Mm-hmm. One word that came to mind was kind of surreal. When I was trying to do some leveling on low level copied over characters, in Northrend, in Outland, mm-hmm. it just felt strange. I mean, yeah. I know I leveled through all those zones on foot without flying in the past when it was new content. I'm not sure I really want to do it again. If I can compare, it sort of like felt like playing Classic, but without any nostalgia hit. Mm-hmm. Felt like a pain. Why do I really want to do this? So I'll have to think about that when I try to decide where to level. Mm-hmm. Characters. The other thing is confused. There was plenty of confusion. I'm still trying to sort out some things about what zones are good and what zones are not so good. But we'll talk about that in a bit. Mm-hmm. One thing I can talk about with a little more definitiveness, I guess, and that is I looked about how to continue leveling your pacifist or working man.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Both characters who have not reached max level in retail and those who are currently 120 and want to continue on mm-hmm. because it's possible for them. So I spent some time trying to understand archaeology and how it works and other things that pacifists would like to do. Mm-hmm. Because I did not try going through the maw. Mm-hmm. It's not going to be a thing a pacifist is going to be wanting mm-hmm. to do. Archaeology. I did a lot of comparison. I took one of my 120 pacifists over there, converted her to a level 50, and did digging in every zone. Surprise, old world is still best.
Mm-hmm.
Despite all the new things.
Yeah.
Old world sites still have 6 nodes per site.
Yeah.
Versus 9. Higher zones, some of them have 9.
Yeah.
But when you add up the total experience per site, you know, the experience per node times the number of nodes, old world still wins hands down.
Mm-hmm.
So this is true on a level 50. It's true below level 50.
Yep.
So no change in archaeology.
Mm-hmm.
Cooking and fishing dailies are still scaling up to level 50. After level 50, no.
Mm-hmm.
There seemed to be minimal experience from cooking and Stormwind on my level 50 pacifist.
Yep.
So that's kind of sad, but I guess whatever. I don't know if that'll survive or if it'll change or what, but anyway, something to be aware of. But yeah, aside from that, I mean, pacifist life is not going to change that much, really, in terms of what you can do to get your experience.
Yeah, probably open up a bit more for hunting down those passive friendly quests, maybe in those lower zones.
Yeah.
You know,
and
so
that's something I didn't want on. Right?
Yeah. So, you know, there's kind of, to me, there's excitement with that because you can go, well, hang on, I can go tackle those passive friendly stuff at this lower end, but now I'm still getting full XP. I'm not going to be getting less XP per se, because now that level zone is the same. So it's kind of like, wait, this is really kind of cool in a lot of ways. It's going to benefit pacifist.
Yeah, I think you're right. That is an aspect I didn't look at at all.
Mm.
Yep. Very good point.
Okay. So what else? What else did you find?
What else did I find is a very late discovery, and that's, let's go there, Chromie time.
Chromie time. Yes.
I spent, up until last night, I didn't really know about Chromie time, and I was getting really upset that none of the zones seemed to allow one to level to 50, except for BFA.
Yep.
Like, wait a minute, that's not what it said on the tin when they were describing this new expansion. However, Chromie time is a thing. Chromie is residing in Stormwind near the embassy, under a tree outside by the embassy, and she will offer you all zones, all expansions. You can pick and choose, and if you don't like that, you can choose something else. So it's not a permanent choice. And when you do that, say, I picked, say, Wrath of the Lich King as an expansion.
Yep.
Go to Northrend, and all of a sudden, the zones all go available up to 50. It's like, and this is true for each expansion. It's like, wow, that's a cool thing.
Yes. So this is, I mean, this is what you guys need to remember. And both Fair and I were testing, and I'm pretty sure we had some testing with Nisi and was Russ?
And Russ, yeah.
And Russ. Yeah. So again, like, thank you. I know that Execute had mentioned it to me last week, I think it was also. But I kind of, there's so much going around in this brain, people. There is so much going on that it didn't click until lately that I was kind of like, Chromie time, of course. So yeah. So what I want to follow on from Fair is that I did some double checking myself last night, because all of a sudden I was like, hang on, I don't remember. Now, I have copied tunes over, but I've got the ability to make new tunes. And I made a, what did I make? gone completely blank. A gnome warlock, I think it was. I made a warlock anyway, and I leveled her to level 10. So she was still sitting at level 10. Brand new. Made her from there. She's sitting in Stormwind. She's got the damn goddamn gnome who keeps saying, I want to give you a spec. And I'm like, no, go away. Stop it. So I've got this gnome who follows me everywhere. And I'm just like, really? I just bugger off. But anyway, so on her, I had a look. I went to Cromie. So she's near the tree, near the lake, near the emissaries. And Cromie's like, hi. And I'm like, hi, have you got... No, okay, you've got nothing.
Hi, that's not really helpful.
For me, nothing. Okay, so then I check my adventures guide. And I'm like, oh, look, all these things in the adventures guide. I click on them. I want to start that quest. It's not going anywhere. Hang on, let's try the next one. I'll start the... No, it's not doing anything. Okay, let's start this one. And no... So everything in the adventure guide would not start for me. And I was getting a little annoyed. Just a little. So then I thought, okay, well, if that's not working, let's go to one of the boards. Let's see. Let's see if the board will give me something. I get to the board and I click on the board and in red letters it comes up and goes, you don't meet that requirements. And I'm like, you've got to be kidding me.
They're kidding.
Yeah, I was just like, you really? My adventure guide has like 15 different options that I click on and it won't start anything. So, right. So anyway, then I thought, okay, let's go up to the portal room. So I traipse up to the portal room and I'm looking around and I'm like, Pandaria? No. Okay. Northrend? Yes. Okay, I can get to Northrend. Cool. The portal's open. Excellent. Shattrath. I can get to Shattrath. That portal's open. Excellent. I turn around. I go back the other end because I think, like, just out of curiosity, what else would it give me? So I pop down the other end. And it wouldn't, the only one it would give me was to go to Ashran. And I was like, really? Ashran?
Oh, weird.
Okay. So I decided I'd go to Northrend first. And I popped through the portal. I'm in Dalaran. I'm like, yep, sweet. Okay. It's still not quite. Like, nothing's popping up at all. So it was very, very bizarre. So that's all I got to check on her. And she, as I said, she's level 10. And she's a fresh toon that I made to level to see, okay, how things is going, where things was doing. So I'm a little like, I'm not sure what's going on.
Probably didn't have enough money to take a flight to.
She did. She had 5 gold. She had 5 gold. But if I was going to take a flight, that was going to cost me like half my gold. And I'm like,
yeah, I know.
Yeah, no.
I'm just thinking there might be some quests there.
Yes.
To start. Yeah. There's really no starter quests in Dalaran.
I couldn't see any. I was running around. I'm like, surely there's like something that could just give me a little bit. And it's like, no. So I was like, okay, all right. You know, for the moment, I'm going to leave her and I'm going to jump onto another toon. So what I did was I copied my Tauren Druid, who is my current pacifist, over to see what option she would have. Now, considering I don't know, it is such, you know, she's at 99. I copy her over and she's level 30, and you just sit there and I'm just looking at my screen.
Oh,
and I'm just like, okay, level 30, here we go. So for me, it was most interesting because she's got flight form as a 99, obviously. You know, we can fly, no problem. I get in and I'm like, I hit my flight. I'm like, I turn into the stag. Right.
Oh, ouch.
Right. Where's my flight form? And I'm looking and I'm looking and I'm looking in my spell book and it says passive. It says you don't meet the requirements. And I'm like, she's level 30. Seriously. What's going on? So anyway, I took off down to Bloodhoof because I'm like, something's, I'm not sure what's going on. I had to buy the apprentice and the journeyman from the trainer, but I still couldn't get flying. So I flew over to Ogrimmar because the Tauren riding trainer wouldn't give me anything else. Because I'm like, seriously, there's more, like, I need to go to Ogrimmar. So I took off and flew to Ogrimmar. I get to Ogrimmar and they're like, here, you can have, what did I have to get? I had to get, master. I think it was master flying. Or one of them, whichever then becomes flying. And I was like, really? Then I could fly. So
that is such a different experience than I had.
On the druid. I was like, this is so weird. So yeah, so I bought flying. I managed to get from her, I went to find Chromie. So that was the other thing that I wanted to do. So for Chromie Horde side, again, where the emissary building is near the goblin section, I can't remember what it's called, it's gone mentally black, but where the goblins are, Chromie is to the left. There's like, you're looking at the emissary building, like straight ahead, and then you've got this little area to your left that's got like a bonfire, and you've got like the herbalist trainer and, you know, a couple of trainers, a cooking trainer and bits and pieces. Chromie's there sitting on a thing. What do you call them?
Probably an hourglass.
Thank you. Hourglass. Mental blank. So I went to talk to Chromie and she's like, hi, have all these things. And I'm like, oh, okay, this is what it looks like. So she gave me all the options on the druid, who's now like at level 30. So I was like, okay, sweet. I can see all of that. I'm happy about that. That sounds good. I know where she is to find Horde side. Fantastic. So yeah, so that was good.
That's good. Yes.
Yes. Now, did you say you did try looking for Chromie on any other tunes?
Yeah, I looked for Chromie on, I think she's a level 12,
mm-hmm.
Druid. Actually, 12 after I ported her over, copied yep. her over. Looked for Chromie, was offered anything she wanted.
Mm-hmm.
Went to Northrend. They tell you to take the boat. I took the boat on my first one, and then I wonder if I could just take the portal. And yeah, you can just take the portal.
Yeah.
And then fly from Dalaran to Borean, to Valiant's Keep in Borean Tundra, or over to Hellingfjord to get starter quests. I mean, that's yeah. where your quests will start.
Mm-hmm.
And that's when her little quest was able to complete, you know, for the Chromieization thing, you know?
Yeah.
But before that, even before I completed that quest, I looked at the map and every zone went up to 50
mm-hmm.
different levels. Okay. Went over to Borean, did the starter quest from there where you talk to the guy in the keep and he tells you to go talk to the other dude on the horse, and he wants you to go kill spiders. Mm-hmm. So I did that.
Nice.
Killed some spiders.
Mm-hmm.
Got a quest done, that sort of thing. So that
okay.
seemed like normal leveling at that point, except excellent. On foot.
Okay, all right. Well, I mean, that's good to know, because then after I finished with the druid, I actually copied my green man over, who's level 50 currently. So she became level 21, which was like, yeah, I don't like this level squish.
I don't like it either.
It's kind of like, anyway. So she was still, it was hilarious because when I logged in, I'm like, I'm in the Caverns of Time. Why am I in the Caverns of Time? Oh, that's right. Anniversary event.
You haven't been on her for a while.
I've not moved her at all. And I was like, oh, really should do something about that. Anyway, so I ran back up to the top of the cavern because I was like, hang on, let's go see if those portals are there. Just in case, you know, if Blizzard's like taking them away, I'm probably going to cry. But they were still there. So I took the portal through to Stormwind. So I was like, sweet, portals are still there. That's fantastic. While I was in the portal room, I thought, okay, let me go see what portals that she can take, because obviously I haven't, you know, I've already got some quests in my log, but I haven't touched anything, you know, some stuff popped up, but I'm like, I'm not going to look at it. Let me just see what portals automatically at this level that she's allowed to go to. So again, I got Shattrath, Northrend, and Ashran. Pandaria wasn't open. So I was like, right, okay, let's go see Chromie. So I go down and see Chromie, and Chromie gives me all of the things. So I'm like, right, I'm going to click on Pandaria now, because I know I can get to the others just instantly through the portal. But let me see what happens if I do Pandaland. So I take Pandaland, it pops up, and I get the quest to go do talk to the king, and then I've got to go to Skyfire. What I didn't get around to was going back to see if the portal was up, because I was super exhausted. And I was like, I need to
stop. I'm not
stop.
Surprised, yeah.
Yeah. So I was like, you know what? It's one of those, I'll get around to it, but my getting around to it's been a lot of stuff going on. So I need to double check for that. Thank you, sweetie. Thank you, Chris, for the bits. Heart you. Mwah. And a big kiss as well. So thank you for that. Yeah, so anyway, we can see Pandaland definitely opened up quest-wise once I was able to click on it. So I'm like, right, okay, Chromie is something that we're going to want to be utilizing for sure on your challenge tunes. Obviously, going to be a bit harder. I haven't tested Bloodthirsties yet. I've been focused on trying to look at passy stuff, and Iron Working Man, Green Man, that kind of thing at the moment. So there's a lot. There's a lot of things. But yeah, it's, you know, we are slowly but surely trying to get as much info as we can to give you guys. There is a lot of stuff. Like, we have not seen an expansion like this ever. Because not only are we getting level squishes, we've got, you know, zones to contend with that all of a sudden we can start to choose where you want to level right across the board. So there is a lot. Anyway. All right. So that's been the gist of your beta playing. Obviously I know you've been testing other things and we'll talk about that another time. But you're happy with the level of where archaeology and pacifist working man kind of is sitting. Yeah.
Yep.
Okay.
Yep. I'm good with them.
Excellent. Well, it's sounding really good for that. So, yay.
Yeah. I mean, for the irons, I'm less optimistic, but, you know.
It's going to be much more interesting. 50, yes.
Right.
Yes. So we will have to have to see. But you know, it wouldn't it be, it would be awesome for you know, that maybe the pacifist might be leading the challenge, you know, the first challenge ding for Shadowlands. You know,
would not be surprised.
It would be good. You never know. It might be, you know, sharing out the love. Working man could. We'll have to see. So there's lots there. All right. Anyway, as for you, again, 2 max levels in 1 day. Let's get back to that because that is super, super impressive. Advice. Let's give people some advice from your knowledge, your know-how, your experience. Helpful tips, tricks. What would you tell someone?
Think about what I said. I was thinking about the mage, and I'd say when you're picking a challenge to do, or deciding what tune to do it on, build on what you know. Mm-hmm. I think if I had tried to make a mage as my first pacifist, I probably would have like stabbed my eyes out or something. But, mm-hmm. That would have been a lot more frustrating. But I could use what I knew from my other pacifists about zones and what quests are there, what dig sites are okay, in order to tailor a pathway that worked for her.
Mm-hmm.
So I think that's an applicable thing across all the challenges.
Yep.
Build on what you know. I mean, I'm not sure it's the best idea to decide I'm going to do a challenge tune and I'm going to make a class I've never played before.
Yep.
I mean, more power to you if you want to do that. That's going to be harder.
Mm-hmm.
Use what you know. From my green man, I'd say we've got a lot of different kinds of challenges. Make use of them all. Don't be afraid to go green. I mean, I really wanted a max level rogue beside the Passian working man's.
Yeah.
And I'd been beating my head on the iron rogues. So it felt good to have some success
mm-hmm.
in the green. I learned things and I can apply those to future irons.
Yeah.
But honestly, it was just fun. I really enjoyed that rogue.
Nice. Nice. That's the main thing. You know, again, we play these tunes. We spend a lot of time on these tunes. So play something that you're either familiar with, that you like, you know, it's, you're going to be spending a lot of time, so enjoy the leveling, enjoy the experience, so, yeah.
I like playing rogues, you know, I don't like losing them all the time, you know.
I can understand that, definitely. All right. Well, thank you for sharing your thoughts. Thank you for sharing your experiences, especially with your 2 new max levels. And again, we are super, super proud of you. Congratulations on the Passy Mage and your Green Man Rogue. So, yay. But how, other than, and the beta testing, so thank you for helping with that. How has your week been? Because obviously Brewfest started, like there's so much going on. So
I spent a lot of time on the back of a ram riding through Iron Forge. Those barley brewers really owe me
mm-hmm.
I mean, I should get some kind of a discount or something.
Yeah.
I've been taking 10 challenge tunes, now 11, through all the dailies every day.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's a good chunk of my life, but the experience is worth it.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, I've been, you know, getting levels on them, doing all the Brewfest stuff.
Excellent.
One thing to note, in the beta, I looked at Brewfest on the lowest mm-hmm. level tune I had.
Yes.
They would only let her do some of the quests.
Mm-hmm.
Some they told her she had to be level 20. What?
Uh-huh.
That was weird.
Okay.
Like to do the chug and chuck, throwing the beer mugs.
Oh,
told
okay.
Her to be 20 to do that. You're too young to do that.
Oh, you would okay. think they would but have made it like 21, because you know, because you guys,
yeah,
it's
really
legal from 21 over there, right? Like it's 18 for Australia. So I'd be like,
just seemed
yeah,
inconsistent. I think they probably didn't spend a whole lot of energy on the holidays on the beta, so
probably
I'm not going to worry too much about it.
Yeah.
But you know, I was there, so I looked at it. So.
Mm-hmm.
Worked on my a human pacifist. She's 104 now. Did some dig sites. I haven't really been pushing to get her to max level. I've got so much stuff going on that, I use her rested for archaeology, but not a whole lot more right now.
Yeah.
I'd had a working man, a hunter, that was going along pretty well. She'd killed Quake Fist to open her garrison, and then she died at 97.
Mm-hmm.
I made some bad decisions and was playing when I shouldn't have been. Anyway, I kept her as a scout because she was doing well, and I gotta say, working man hunter, overpowered. Really nice. You have so many quests available, so many things to do.
Yes.
I mean, you could cook and you could fish. In her garrison, she opened the fishing thing. She's doing fishing quests every day. It's nice.
Yeah.
So, I did start another working man, got her to 20 one night, but then I realized that because of the website situation, I couldn't register her. So she's just sitting right now. I really, really enjoy the working man hunter.
Nice.
I did make a new druid pacifist just because. Just because.
Just because. Just because.
My current pacifist druid was my first pacifist. She has a lot of kills, but no killing blows because she got them back in the day when Whack-A-Mole was still not realized to be bad. So if she gets one killing blow, she's flagged. So I said, okay, I need another druid pacifist. So, and the other thing is, I was thinking about all the cool appearances in Shadowlands, and she could look really nice with vines in her hair.
There is a lot of cool stuff coming in.
Yeah, so currently she's 15. I'd like to get her to 20 before Shadowlands hits, just so she'll have more choices there.
Nice. Well,
Brewfest helped.
Yeah.
Starting a passy, getting to 5, it was helpful.
Oh, most definitely. Like, you know, world events can be super, super well timed with starting a pacifist or even, you know, Darkmoon Fair time. So, yay. Which.
Yeah, didn't make much money out of that. I still had to go Shin Boralis, but it was nice.
But you know what? It's just great. You can go spend 10 minutes in Boralis and you've already got like 50 gold.
Yes, exactly.
Nice. Sweet. Excellent. So it definitely does help. So so that's good. So congratulations. And you drew a passy. Does not surprise me at all.
So no, well done. Probably not. Yeah. But one thing I did notice in the beta is to check your spell book when you open up a tune there for the first time. You might be missing some things. You might have some things you didn't expect. Druids will get roots earlier. I do add that they break easier. But one thing that freaked me right out, one of the rogues I had over there did something in Dink 39 and said, congratulations, you got to learn a new spell, blind. It's like, what? I didn't have blind? I always had blind since like 20 something right back in retail. So wait a minute, I didn't even notice it was missing.
Yeah.
So check your spell book and your bars.
That's right.
Because what you're looking for might or might not be there.
And don't forget that I know through my experience, and I think I can't remember if Nisi had it as well. I know Execute did, that there was stuff that we were like, hang on, this is not even in the spell book. And then, level 10, it's like, hang on, now you get your freezing trap, or now you get voidy, and it's like, hang on, why is this not in the spell book? So, base book and, of course, the spec book, which, if you're a current toon, specs do come into play. So, it's very interesting. When everything goes live, you're gonna have to spend time, check your character out, you know, don't forget we're all gonna have to do the whole strip your character before, right before patch, right before Shadowlands goes live, especially before patch, because if they are changing gear as well, we wanna not be getting flagged, if we can so help it. So, thank you for all of that. It's good to see that, you know, you're never busy, Fair, at all.
Sitting around,
twiddling your thumbs. Exactly. No, fantastic. I'm glad you've had a busy week. It's good being busy, but sometimes it's just like, there's so much. It's kind of twofold.
Overwhelming.
It's like, there's so much. This is great. And then the other side is like, there's so much. Oh my God. So yes, I do understand that. All right. Well, I'm just going to keep this relatively short. My week. so much fun. Anyway, my Tauren Druid, Passy Lita F, because, you know, we're up to whatever F is, 6, whatever she is, hit level 99. So I'm happy Yay. About that. I've not been pushing her at all. I've kind of just been over in, you know, Thunderbluff, chilling, doing the dailies, you know, just resting over there. So we hit 99 yesterday, I think. So happy about that. And then I've been pushing through on my working man, Toon, and Blue Leader hit 108 yesterday, and then I died.
That is so sad.
So...
congratulations, but sad.
Yeah, it's still a little bit raw. It was really, literally, I sat here and I looked at my screen and I burst out crying. So it was, don't think I was still quite coped with the death so well. It was not good. I was doing archaeology, so full disclosure, yes, it was my own stupid, bloody, frickin' fault. And to explain why, that yes, it was Grumgold that got me. Yes, I was doing archaeology, but yes, I did something really, really, really dumb. And, you know, those times when, and I say it, what is my rule number one? What is my rule number one? Everyone knows leaders' rule number one. Do not play when you are tired. Now, I was in the middle of a dig site in STV, the one right to the north of Gromgol. So it's around the raptor eggs. You've got the raptors.
Raptor field. Yeah.
Raptor fields. And I was tired, but I wasn't quite to that point. It's just, you know, like feeling like, but I was like, okay, I'm just going to finish this dig site. Just going to finish. I've done 4. I've got 2 more to do. Just going to finish it. This is going to take me 2 minutes. As I'm doing that, so I've got to 4 and I'm like, right, we'll go to the next one. Somewhere in between that, my body decided to go from being so tired to really tired. And I fell asleep in the space of literally from a moment of me thinking, right, as soon as I finish this dig site, I'm logging, that's it, I've got 2 to go, I'm going to get out of there. And somewhere it's like, right, head off to the next one, and I'm facing Grumgol because I'm going to go to that point there's a bit of dirt. For those of you that know archaeology in Eastern Kingdoms, you're gonna know exactly where I'm talking about, but there's a piece of dirt that's between the raptors, where the raptor fields and the eggs and Grumgold are. Right
there.
Yeah,
that always scares me.
Yeah. It's close to Grumgold, but it's like you're safe. However, if you've got your fingers on the keyboard and you kind of pass out from exhaustion, because that was the point that I must have got to, And I must have been out not very long, but enough that I've continued to go straight ahead.
Ouch.
Hit Gromgold. All I heard was my tune go bonk. I jump started awake because I'm like, that's the, she's been hit. Something's happened. I wake up, red screen's flashing. Then I got hit again by the guards and I'm dead.
Oh no.
So my own stupid fault, because I thought I could get through two more digs, which will literally take me 2 minutes, maybe not even that.
Ouch. I'm so sorry.
Yeah. So really, really lesson learned. As I always say, if you are tired, log off right then. Hearth back, log. Don't push through. Don't try and be like, oh, well, I've only got a couple more. Yeah. So this is a lesson to me. This is probably the biggest message you can be. Take your fingers off the mouse. It's a little hard to do that if you pass out. Obviously, my hand is like, it's set. So I passed out and it stayed. It didn't
just
release.
Just rip on a mouse, yeah.
Yeah, I can, at the moment, I can laugh about it, guys. But trust me when I say it was not, I was a wreck yesterday and last night. I was just so heartbroken. Because it was my fault. Anyway, so that's what happened. Killed her off. I was really pushing hard because I was hoping I would hit max with her before Shadowlands. Anyway, lesson learned. So, yeah, this is why we have to be very, very, very careful. So, yeah. That's it. That's my news that I've got. Ouch. For you. And, yeah, still sad, but at least I'm laughing today. I was not laughing yesterday, I can tell you that. Anyway, she will now become probably my highest level scout that I've ever had. So, you know, there's positives, I guess. There's positives to it.
Yeah, right.
But, yeah. Anyway. So let's go on to the news. We've got a few other things that we knew. Where's my bumper? Let's go from there.
Breaking down news from the World of Warcraft.
All right. So news, what we have, everyone knows Brewfest is currently going until I've completely forgotten when it's going to. Nisi, have you got the date on that? I meant to write it down, but Leader's been in a little bit of a mess. The last day, October 6th. Thank you. I need more coffee. Sorry. Excuse me for that. Harvest Festival, though, does start Tuesday, September 29th. So we have got that, which is coming up. Always, and we'll have Nisi will be sorting the write-up and we'll have that up now. With the website, you can access, we've been able to get the blog posts up. We're still waiting on, and again, look guys, I know I keep saying this and apologies for how long it's taken. I think you guys also need to realize that we have got, there is a lot of code. There is a lot of stuff. So not only the code for the challenges, but the code of moving the site across. Like there's everything. So basically we've moved onto a new server that will make things faster for us, but Elky has to build a lot of that stuff up from the ground. So it's not just the challenge stuff that she's trying to sort, it's all the bits and pieces to make sure everything is configured. And yes, it's taking longer than we thought. and I apologize for that, but there's nothing that I can do. We've just got to wait till all of this stuff comes through. She's working as fast as she possibly can to get it done, but there's a lot. She's also working through two sets of code. So Stone's code, and then Alminia's code when Alminia took over. So she's trying to sort through all of that. It's complex. It's a lot. But if we don't get it sorted now, it's gonna make Shadowlands not good. So as much as the downtime is taking longer, it's better for us to do it now, to get things sorted. That way we can go into Shadowlands in a better state for not only the challenges, but for the website. Okay, so she has got a lot going on. So I just want to let you know, as soon as we know everything's okay for you guys to add in tunes, update tunes, we will let you know. Trust me when I say you guys will be the second people to know, because obviously we'll be the first, and then we'll trigger that information as soon as we've got it out to you. So thank you for your patience. Thank you for all of that at this time. But this is stuff, it's got to get done. It's just, you know, we apologize for how long it is. We've got one person working on a lot of stuff, and there is a lot of stuff. So we've just got to let her do what she does, and she will tell us when things are good. So patience is not my strongest thing. So I know it's kind of like, but once we know, we will let you guys know. So again, thank you for your understanding, thank you for your patience, and it's coming. Just really at this stage, still don't know. Once Elkie's good to say things are good, we will roll it out and let you guys know. Okay. Other than that, I have got two extra things that have happened. So Spreadshirt, our merchandising website, has got a 15% off. Sorry, Nisi, I don't think I forgot to tell you this. So much has been going on. From September 28th to October 1st, 15% off everything in the store. So if you're after some mugs, if you're after some t-shirts, I think they've even got face masks now, which I kind of looked at and went, oh sweet, could have a WoW Challenges face mask. So I thought that was kind of cool, but they've got different things there. So if you're interested, pop on over there. Also, the other thing is a BlizzCon line date has been announced. So let me get the link, because Lita's a bit slow at doing all these things. So BlizzCon, basically an online BlizzCon, they've announced as of February 19th and 20th next year, which will be a virtual BlizzCon event. Very exciting, as much as it's not the physical event where it'll be online. I am super, super happy, because BlizzCon, as much as being there and experiencing what BlizzCon is, most times I and a lot of you guys would know, you know, the virtual ticket is what we get to check everything out. So the fact is, we're all going to be in the same boat. So we might have to have a virtual BlizzCon line party or something like that. But it sounds super exciting. If you want to check it out, WoWhead has got some information there, and I'm looking forward to it. So there's lots of exciting stuff to come with that. All right. Okay. Well, state of the challenges, there is none, because, you know, website, code, stuff, things, stuff, all of that. So to everybody who has been leveling this week, again, well done. Congratulations. Commiserations on those that we've lost. And obviously patience and understanding. Thank you. Thank you. I know you can't add your new tunes. I know some of those tunes are sitting there, etc. But thank you for your understanding and patience at this time. It is very challenging. State of the Challenges is very challenging at the moment, definitely. So, alrighty. Other than that, let's get on to chit chat. Where's my little bumper? Here it is. Let's do this one.
Hey, yo, it's chit chat.
And it's the Zots. Love that. Okay. So, we do have something very exciting. We like to start our chit chat segment off with this one. We have got one from him this week. So here we go. Let's do the bump up.
It's Ezzy's pun.
Okay, fair. Go for it.
Okay. From Ezzy. I googled missing medieval servant and it came back page not found. That's cute. I like that.
I like that. I like that. That's good. That's good, Ezzy. Thank you, Ezzy. That's awesome. Alrighty. And we've got one from Dave. I'll do Dave's. Alright, so from Dave, he says, what do you call the security people outside of a Samsung store? Guardians of the Galaxy. Dave, actually, they're both really good. I like them this week. Hang on, let's do a little cheer for you guys. Where's my cheers? I put them somewhere. Here we go. Let's do this one. There you go, guys. They both were really good. Excellent. Okay, now we did get some questions through this week. So, Fair, who have we got?
Okay, from Zafian. Question is, doing Iron Man Challenge, I can learn tailoring to heal me with Band-Aids? That's a question. Cell actually replied to that. You can't learn any professions on the regular Iron Man Challenge, but you can buy bandages from the auction house. If you want, you can create a Working Man Challenge tune that would allow you to learn professions. Mm-hmm. And you could learn tailoring if that was your choice.
Mm-hmm.
Not on an iron.
Not on an iron. Absolutely. And thank you, Sel, for answering that too. Appreciate that. But most definitely, honestly, though, on a Working Man, if you're
just buy them from the auctions.
Yeah, like, really? You want to forgo doing herbing and mining to get the experience? Like, yeah. I'm sure, you know what would be really interesting for those that have done Working Man? Whether anyone has actually gone and not done herbing and mining. I wonder if anyone hasn't, and then how they've found it. Because I would think it would be super, super slow going.
Yeah, so, on one of my pacifists, I mean, based on advice from Five, after my mining maxed out, I did change three different professions to take advantage of the Darkmoon Fair thing.
Yes.
Ended up in alchemy because I wanted to make the Whale of the Sands.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, not early on.
That other than Five.
It's too good.
Now, I know Five does jump around between professions with various things.
Yeah, he does.
And Five is a freaking amazing genius where it comes down, because I know he has that down pat. Change here, swap to this, do to this. But other than that, like, for me being a very average type of, you know, just mining and herbing, that's it. Just give me those. I'll be happy. So, yeah. But definitely go to the auction house when you've got enough money go to an auction house and buy yourself some bandages, because that's the only way you're going to be able to do it on an Iron Man. All right. Okay, so what else do we have? All right, so from Mattson, would the blessing of Okadun buff from Terrica Forest break the rules against XP buffs and external buffs? So, the rule of thumb for zone buffs, if it can be removed, remove it ASAP. If it refuses to be removed, then nothing can be done about it and continue on or maybe change zones for a while. So, as we know, like with Winds of Wisdom, we can't get rid of that buff. Like, up until when? The pre-patch? We've got it until the pre-patch. So, for that, every toon's allowed to have it because we can't change that. But there are some times when you get a buff that you can right-click it off and it goes away. There are also, know that sometimes with certain zones you go into, you might get the buff, you click it off, 5 minutes later it's back because, you know, you're still in the zone doing something and it'll pop up. You know, so where you can remove it, get rid of it. If it's really annoying you, well, move to another zone, you know, or go to a different area. There's heaps of questing that you're able to do through, you know, there's so many things. There's so many quests. There's different areas that you can move around to. But yeah, that's the rule of thumb. If you can remove it, get it off. Okay? So other than that, and, you know, go from there. Okay, and I think we got one more question through Discord. I think these were all through Discord. So what was that one? Fair?
Okay, from Vrizroy. I read the talent usage isn't allowed on another website. Saw that it's okay because of Legion. Also, is there any add-ons or weak auras I have to use? The FAQ was a bit confusing. Okay, in reply, the only challenge that can use talents is the Tin Man. Okay, that is, I'll repeat it, only Tin Man can take talents.
Mm-hmm.
Specs are allowed on all challenges due to Legion forcing specs on everyone.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so there's a difference between specs and talents, and that's, we need to be sure we are using the right
terminology. Yeah.
Terminology for that, right? Mm-hmm. With regard to add-ons, we don't ban add-ons outright.
Mm-hmm.
And we also don't force you to use any. In fact, a lot of people prefer to go light on the add-ons to help reduce any potential lag.
Mm-hmm.
We do allow add-ons like Handy Notes or Rare Finder add-ons. We just don't want people using add-ons that would prevent you from putting on greens or from drinking a potion, for example.
Mm-hmm.
Those are things you need to pay attention to on your own and are part of the challenge. Helping you find things in the world like rares and
Handy notes. And stuff.
That's fine. Yeah.
Handy notes is
handy
great.
Handy notes is fine.
Information stuff is good. Fine. Gathering. Yeah, absolutely. So, I mean, I must admit, I am... When I'm doing beta and PTR, there is no add-ons, and I feel really, really naked using
crazy
using the normal UI, because I'm just like, oh my god, I've not done this since, like, literally since vanilla. Like, in vanilla, when I found out you could have add-ons, and when, you know, I learned about stuff, and I was like, oh, I can change all this stuff? This is fantastic. Fantastic! And Leader's only got a few. I've only really got a couple add-ons. You don't want to know. I think I'm down to about 121. You know, just a couple. Admittedly, there's some, like, Warlock-only ones, Hunter stuff. You know, like, pet stuff that you like to have. There's quite a few pet battle things. Anyway, just a few. But yeah, anything that's going to stop you from doing that, you know, they're banned. Like, definitely can't. Anything like that. But helpful things, Handy Notes is fantastic. mental blank. What is it? Silver dragon, you know, rares, especially if you're on a bloodthirsty, you're hunting rares, or you just want to utilize it. Like for me, I'll have NPC scan on when I'm out questing. I've been stomped on by rares before because I didn't have it on and I was, you know, Lena's like, la 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 la, dead because I aggroed something. So, you know, there's all sorts of things. Whether you want to have them, you know, on or not is up to you. It's up to you. Nisi says Bagnon. She loves Bagnon. See, I tried bag stuff. Just cannot do having one bag. I can't. My OCD gets me every single time. I've tried it. I tried it for like 6-8 months one time. And I'm just like, no, it's driving me nuts. But, you know, there is, you guys, Chris and Nisi love Bagnon. I cannot stand it. I like my little individual. Yes, I know. It's an OCD. I swear to God, it is an OCD thing. I like my little, things. Anyway, so hopefully that will help understanding of that. But again, just remember, talents have never been into play for challenge tunes other than for a Tin Man. Okay, specs was forced to us in Legion. So unless the person has, you know, slightly done that, and my, god damn it, you know what? I didn't turn off my watch. I'm not wearing my watch. One time I'm not wearing a watch, and I've got it on a timer, alarm, and of course it's. I don't know if you can hear it. I can hear it. Like, I didn't mute it. And it's over there. It's like over there. I can't get to it. So talents, no to talents other than Tin Man. Specs at the moment are okay. You can't hear it? Excellent. I can, because it's this vibration thing, because it's on my bookcase. So it's doing that little zzz, you know, when it zzz, like that, and I'm just like, anyway, I think it stopped. It'll stop for about 5 minutes and then it'll do it again. All right, let's get this stuff done. Alrighty. So I think we've covered everything. My goodness. Have we covered everything? I think we have. Fair. Are we just about done? Yeah, I think we have. Excellent. Okay. All right. If you want to do the thank yous for the Iron Elites, please.
Sure. This is the time where we thank all of the Iron Elite, the people who support our website and the WoW challenges in general with everything that we do. Much appreciated.
Very much.
Those people are Aleandras, Ezilun, Evelyn Nguyen, Awesome Trousers, Boz, Sil, Chupa, Crash Landing 99, Dave the Hunter, Daenerys 1985, Execute, myself, Fresley Sparkspan, Gaston, Iron Man Poff, Chris W., Lita, Mr. Bright 01, Mrs. Rock Guru, Ms. Miggy, Mrs. Charming, scrolling, sorry, Never Died, Nisi, Return of the Mac, Rogue Slayer, Rude, Sassy Bell, Stir, Stone, Slinkat, Tiber, aka Tiber, Wainima, Zaya, and Zortz. Thank you so much.
Excellent. Thank you so much, guys. Again, truly, we appreciate your support on that. also, again, to Dave and Mrs. Rockguru for the subs, again, resubbing. You guys are awesome. Thank you, Chris. Thank you for the bits. It's super sweet of you guys for that. Dave just said, hot news, Terwinkle is doing well and goes back to work tomorrow. Oh, my goodness. Wow. I'm so glad he's doing well. That is good to hear. Great news. So we've been thinking a lot about him, which is good. It's good to see. So yeah, we'll need to do a catch up with him sometime. Alrighty. Now, sorry, excuse me. The voice is going as it normally does. I just want to say, from admin, which is obviously myself, Stone, and Stir, we just want to say again, thank you to our wonderful mods for all the things that you guys do. Awesome Trousers, Boz, Fair, Chris, Nisi, Zaya. Appreciate all the big, the little things that you guys do for helping where you can. Muchly appreciated. So thank you so much. To Elke, who is our queen of the code, thank you for all that she is doing. Busy, trying to get everything back online and sorted as ASAP. So thank her for that. And to all you guys for hanging out in the chat room, thanks, guys. Appreciate that. For everyone listening at home, thank you. Thank you for listening. Now, we will be back next week, which is Saturday, October 3rd, 7 p.m. Eastern. Next week, we will have Cy from Scrubs versus the World. He has been doing a challenge turn, which is fantastic. He's been taking on an adventure himself in a bit of a story role play. He lost one today. Oh no. Okay, I'll have to, we'll find out how he's traveling with, he's very new to the challenges, and find out how he's been going. And I look forward to catching up with him next week. Other than that, don't forget where you can find us. We are at wowchallenges.com. All the information, you should be able to access the rules, the blog stuff. It's just all a bit of the back end. Cannot update challenge tunes, cannot add challenge tunes at the moment until Elke has got the code sorted, okay? And again, we will let you know as soon as we know when everything is good. You can find all the information for our Discord, Facebook, Twitch, Twitter, and the YouTube channels are on the website as well. And at the moment, you can't download any new episodes because, again, that is all tied to stuff that I'm waiting on stuff to get. But again, I'll let you know once all of that is up. So yes. Fair, where can we find you, please?
You can find me on Discord as Fair, and I'm generally online in-game on Rimrest Accord US in the guild there, so you are welcome to message me there.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. All right, so, and don't forget, if you want to find all of the things, you can find me. Normally the easiest is find me on Twitter at Leta Wow, which is L-E-E-T-O. I can't even spell. L-E-E-T-A-W-O-W. I've only had this account for like 10 years and I still can't get it right. Jeez. Bloody hell, Leta. What are you doing? Sorry. Excuse me. The throat is not being good today. Obviously need more coffee. So if you want to find all the things, otherwise, you know, message through on the WoW Challenges Twitter account. You can send me an email. Also, if you want to get in contact, if you've got any information on stuff for PTR or beta, if anyone is out there testing stuff that you'd like to share, you know, what you've found, anything like that, send it to leader_wowchallenges@gmail.com. That will be the easiest. Otherwise, send me a message on Discord, find me on Twitter, whichever. Okay. Other than that, I think we like beaches. Find her on the beach just north of Brisbane. beaches are okay. beach is okay, but you know what? Beaches are really sandy. And sand between my toes is one thing I cannot stand. It just is one of those feelings of like, eek. It makes me go, eek. I would much rather be at the coffee shop across from the beach, watching the waves, having a coffee. That would be where I am, like watching all the things, than actually down on the beach. So with free refills, yes, just, you know, keep the coffees coming. So yeah. Anyway, there we go. Okay, let's say our last thank yous, please, Fair. Who have we got?
Okay, a big thank you to Mr. Bright01 for our beautiful intro. I love hearing that every time.
Yes.
You can find him on Discord at Mr. Bright01. And also a big thank you to Epic Insanity for our outro, which will be coming up. You can find him on Twitter at Epic_Insanity, as well as the Frozen Nerds podcast. Thank you to them.
Absolutely. It makes me smile every time I hear our intro and outro. So thank you to two wonderful friends of the show. We do appreciate what they've done. So thanks, guys, for that. All right. As I have said, again, we will let you know once everything is good with the website. Again, apologies it is taking so long. It is what it is, but there is a, and I use the expression shit ton, which is a lot. There is a lot of stuff that Elky is trying to sort through. So this is why it is not as easy as just flipping a switch. So we will let you know when everything is good. Okay. So thank you for your patience. We do appreciate it. Yeah, I'm not kidding. There is a lot. So other than that, please, everyone, as much as we know these are crazy times, please stay safe in and out of game, and we will catch you again next week. All right, say yes. Bye.
Goodbye to all. Be safe.
That's it. Be safe. See you guys. Bye.
The WoW Challenges Podcast is a World of Warcraft gaming podcast, produced by Stone and Lita, copyright 2020. Portions of this podcast belong entirely to Blizzard Entertainment. The music used for the show belongs to Kevin MacLeod, and you can find his great stuff at incomputech.com. No copyright infringement is intended.